Our theme tonight, it ain't about sex, in reference to the changes at the top of the military intelligence bureaucracy. I'm going to talk about them starting off in money and markets. But I'm reminded first before I do that someone put up a quote from the Dylan Reed story on the blog. They wrote, "When consideration of the current wintry fiscal and political climes get you down, consider these encouraging quotes from Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of HUD." And I won't read the whole quote, but if you read the last chapter of the Dylan Reed story at dunwalkie.com, you will understand why I am in the end. At the end, I'm not clueless, but I am an optimist. And to help, the quote ends with, "Seeing the new world order as they are accelerates their failure, particularly as it inspires withdrawing our resources from their control and shifting investment to alternatives to govern our global resources on a responsible wealth-creating basis. That is why we gather power for life as we withdraw from people, organizations, and efforts that are not authentic and shift our social affirmation, our time and attention, our currency, our deposits, our investments, our donations to authentic people, enterprises, and decentralizing solutions." In that spirit, because so many people were depressed after the U.S. elections, I put up the article called Coming Clean, The Power of Withdrawing Our Attention and Support. It's up on the blog. You can link to it there. Their Solaria team originally helped me write it in 2004. And it just walks through all areas of your life and encourages you to withdraw from that which is not authentic and connect and build up with that which is. Bottom line, get the dirty guys out of your lives.